One Week at a Time, the 2SER Sport Podcast. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Yes, Joel, Adrian couldn't be here today, so we thought we'd get the other third of One Week at a Time in, who isn't here on a Friday morning usually, but Joel, out and about early in the morning.
That's true. I'm actually in Rio at the moment. Well, actually, not Rio. I'm on a golf course, and the golf has just started at the Olympics.
Yes, it has indeed. And the Aussies are going all right. We've got an Aussie, I can't remember his name, to be honest. He's three ahead,
leading at the... at the end of the day.
Do you remember his name, Joel?
No, you're kidding, aren't you? I've got no idea.
Look, we all know the true star of the golf course was the capybara that everyone was trying to take photos of yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen one of those, Joel?
No.
Funny-looking, like, wombatty creatures.
They're essentially...
Very strange.
The world's largest rodent. And they are. I'm not making that up. They're the world's largest rodent. They're fantastic. Love them to pieces.
I thought that was Peter Dutton. Now... the Olympics are on. Of course, there's other sport going on as well, even though the Olympics seems to dominate everything right now, of course. It's one of the best things about the Olympics has been the memes. Did you see Michael Phelps' face?
Oh, the cranky face. That was amazing.
He's just sitting there looking like evil. Like, he looks like he's about to murder someone.
It's like he thought to himself, I'd really love to go down in history, not only for however many gold medals, but also for being a really good reaction photo for Twitter.
There's been some classic ones, like with like laser beams coming out of his eyes, burning the South African guy in front of him, his head. It was awesome. Lots of the swimming's almost done, and then we kick into the athletics. So that's the big thing to come up for next week. Of course, Australia doesn't go as well in the athletics. So,
we don't.
They'll be focusing on things like the team sports, the football and the basketball and all that. Unfortunately, we are out of the men's rugby sevens. The women went fantastic, won the lot. But the men fell over in the quarterfinals yesterday, so we haven't got that to look forward to anymore.
Look, it's really funny with the Olympics for me, because you'll be watching it and suddenly you'll discover this sport that's like, you've never really watched judo, you've never really watched fencing or anything like that, and you're like, this is great, I'm really into this. And then the television coverage will cut to like the swimming pool or the track and field, and just when you're really getting into something that you'd never experienced before... Modern pentathlon. Do you know they don't even use guns? They use laser pistols?
What?
Modern pentathlon, the shooting has been replaced by a laser target and laser pistol.
Freaking laser pistols.
Yep.
That's amazing.
We're moving up in the world now.
It's modern indeed.
Instead of guns.
Look, what else are we talking about today, gentlemen?
Well, over this coming weekend, we have one of the biggest events on the Sydney sporting calendar.
Ooh.
Up to 80,000 people come to this thing.
Oh.
And then they run and block roads off and cause a ruckus down at Bondi Beach. Yes, we are talking the City to Surf.
City to Surf.
This happens to coincide with another huge event on Sunday, being the Community Cup that we're talking about later.
We are talking a lot about that later.
But the City to Surf, I was amazed. The biggest one they had was their anniversary one a few years ago. They had 80,000 people. I think they're expecting 50 or 60,000 this year. But it's massive. And I've done it a couple of times. But you know what's annoying about it? Like, you turn up at like 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, ready to go. I think it starts at 8, but it doesn't, because they let one group off. Mm-hmm. It takes them an hour to go. Then the next group go off. Then it takes them an hour to go. And you sit at the start line for like 2 hours before you even get to start running. It's like, frustrating.
I think the thing with City Surf is they want to make sure the people who are dead serious about it get a crack at it. But everyone who wants to run in a Spider-Man outfit can do their own thing as well.
I've got to do it in a onesie. I've got a Batman onesie. You reckon I
double dare you to do it. 14K is just so many kilometres to me. I can't imagine running 14K.
It's 14 more than I want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Don't you do that on the golf course every day, Joel?
What, run 14Ks?
I'm walking, I don't know. How far are you walking around that golf course?
I got a buggy. I drove around all day.
Oh, that's so lazy. Have you ever done the City Surf, Joel?
No, that's not really for me, I don't think.
Oh.
I'm more of a sort of not doing that sort of person.
You are a couch city surfer.
Yeah, I'll watch it on TV. That's great. Yeah.
It's not even on TV, Joel. I caught you out there. I don't know what you've been watching. The other big thing this weekend for fans of football, the European style of football, is the Premier League kicks off again. the Premier League is back, and it's like it only just left.
Didn't they do the final like a month ago or something?
It feels like that. The Euros, of course, were on in between.
Maybe
seasons.
That's where I'm so getting myself confused.
It's been a plethora of football for any of those fans. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of manager changes. You know, all the big teams have got new coaches. Manchester United, Manchester City, they've all got new coaches. Chelsea. Chelsea's got this ex-Juventus manager who's like supremo top gun guy,
okay.
And he made massive records at Juventus, so Chelsea are a big chance this year. So we'll probably have a chat about that on our podcast, which you can hear on 1 week at a time, of course. We will usually get up on a Sunday if we're not
usually
not
up filming. On a Sunday.
Yeah, usually up on a Sunday.
Well, Sunday's a great day to be thinking about sport, although we'll be on the field at the Reclink Cup, and I imagine quite a few of our listeners will be desperately wishing that they hadn't thought that 14 kilometres was an okay thing to run on a Sunday.
Well, that's it. If you're trying to recover, just tune in to the 2SER.com website and look for 1 week at a time under the listen menu, and you can just recover with us.
Mick and Joel, always a pleasure. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Cheers, Nick.